When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio, or its employees, or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Get ready for Let's Just Talk with Katherine Riker. Sponsored by Backwell, Celestial Cruises, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, ProBiz, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.
Hi, this is Katherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. We are welcoming back a guest that we had on about a year ago, and that is Dr. Robert Drapkin, and he's an MD, FACP. He's a healthcare provider who is board certified in internal medicine, medical oncology, and palliative care. For the past 36 years, Dr. Drapkin has been active in practice as a doctor, working to ensure the best quality of life for his patients as they age. Well, in his 50s, Dr. Drapkin became inspired by his own unhealthy habits to educate himself on diet and exercise. So Dr. Drapkin went from living an unhealthy lifestyle to becoming a premier bodybuilder. And I think he's 72 now, not 71. Am I correct, Dr. Drapkin?
I'm very close to 72.
Right. Okay. That's fine, because age really doesn't matter, right?
That's correct. Age is not important.
It's really not
health
important.
Health is important.
Health is important. And so last year, you were doing bodybuilding. You were doing lots of different things. Now you've opened a new clinic.
Yes, I opened a new clinic. Mm-hmm. We call it our telomere clinic, which is a new way of measuring whether you're leading a healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. If your telomeres are long and longer than the average, that's a good sign. And especially if your telomeres don't shorten very much, mm-hmm. as we continue to measure them, that's also a very good sign. Yeah. It's really an important part of and it's the bottom line as far as I'm concerned regarding your healthy lifestyle.
Now, you have, am I right about this? Did you have a cookbook or something that dealt with diet? Am I right or wrong?
Yes, Kathy, no, I published a book about a year ago. Mm-hmm. In that book, it's really a roadmap to good health. It covers how your, and the most important thing it covers, it tells you how your body works. Mm-hmm. It tells you what is how to have a healthy diet based on your goals. And it gives you a roadmap to a variety of different exercises in the gym, depending, again, on your goals, whether you really are interested in endurance training or strength training or both, and you should be interested in both.
Right. That's very, very important. Very important, especially, wouldn't you say, as we age, strength training is extremely important, especially for women and men, because we both get osteoporosis. And if we don't have strong bones, right, we fall and we break something, and then it takes us longer to heal. Am I right?
Yes, injuries in adults as we age is, or as we get older, is extremely important. Injury is the one thing that will make you even worse than you all. Once you stop exercising and you get sedentary, mm-hmm. Things can rapidly deteriorate. Your body does not adapt very well mm-hmm. to a sedentary lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You basically, Catherine, you have the body of an athlete. Over the generations that it took to develop your body and my body and everybody's body, mm-hmm. we have small toes. We have an elastic heel. We have relatively long legs. And when we overheat, we sweat. We don't pant. So our bodies are really geared for really long distance running. And that's how our species became the top of the food chain. We couldn't run faster than many species, but we could run longer, farther. We could catch our prey by just following them and wearing them out. And that's how our species became the dominant species on the planet. And our bodies haven't changed. What has changed is our modern lifestyle, mm-hmm. which may not be healthy.
Which is true. I mean, unfortunately, and the guest we had on before, who's another doctor, said there's this thing called grumpy old men, and with the fat in front, right, or they look guys
visceral,
that look pregnant,
visceral body fat.
Yeah, right,
yeah,
visceral they, body fat, and they don't like to get up, and they don't like to do certain things. They don't mind going to play golf or whatever, but you know, there's got to be more to it than that. And it's important to continue to exercise. Right now, I've got tape on my back, Doc. I shouldn't be talking, but unfortunately, I had a little thing happen to me in January, right? And I'm going to PT now. So, you know, I can't wait to get back into regular exercise again, right? And
physical therapists are very important.
Uh-huh.
We use a lot of their techniques now in the gym to uh-huh. warm people up uh-huh. before they exercise, because
right.
they've come out with a variety of wonderful things that really get your body prepared for exercise. And physical therapists do wonderful things. I mean, they started out with these foam rollers, which are uh-huh. like giant cigarettes made out of foam.
Uh-huh.
And rolling on them, putting the roller on the ground or on a mat,
mm-hmm.
and rolling a muscle on it, it's like getting a therapeutic massage. It increases
right.
the blood flow, and it opens up the connective tissues that connect all our muscles together, and it's sort of like a therapeutic massage. It's very, very important to warm up like that in the gym.
Do you know,
and
I also...
terrific.
I love them, and I also love massage therapists. And I try to go at least every 2 or 3 weeks to a massage therapist, because unfortunately with the stresses that we have in life, right, mm-hmm. you, like a lot of people, they carry them in certain parts of their body. I keep it in my shoulders and my right shoulder especially. And it was so weird. I have to tell you this because this just happened to me just about a month ago. I actually went into the ER thinking I had a heart attack because I was having such terrible kind of heart pains, right? I thought I was having a heart attack. And I went into the ER, and it turned out to be my shoulder. And, you know, I apparently had done something that I didn't realize, maybe picking something up, because I'm constantly, I'm like a little bunny as far as moving around a lot. I can't sit still for any length of time, which is good in a sense. But there are times when I do stuff that I shouldn't be doing. I shouldn't be picking up certain things or a certain way. And you don't know how that affects your body. Am I right?
You're absolutely correct. The shoulder, it's not really a weight-bearing joint like your hips are. Uh-huh. The shoulder is made of a confluence of many different soft tissues together, which form a pocket. And it's easily injured, especially when you go to the gym or if you reach something that's beyond your reach,
mm-hmm.
or if you go to the gym and lift something that you shouldn't be lifting, it's probably one of the commonest injured areas in the gym or whenever when people exercise.
Right.
So easy to injure your shoulders.
Yeah, and that's
physical therapists are wonderful. They give you some great exercises mm-hmm. to open up the joint, increase the blood flow,
mm-hmm.
and they work. It works.
It works, and you know it's really. So today she suggested I use ice packs because I have some inflammation back there on my back, and she taped mm-hmm. me. And see, I am so lucky because my daughter is an occupational therapist, and I'm going to go visit her in the next week or so. And since I can't see my PT, she'll do it for me. You know what I mean? Which makes
yeah,
sure. it nice.
Great.
Right, right. It is great. And I mean, if you know your body, you know, and I've always loved exercise. I've always loved working out, you know. So this year when this whole thing started, I was like, oh, no, I can't deal with this. Not again. And so now we're getting back into it again and I'm feeling better. Right.
That's good.
And that's important.
You know, it's really important.
Well, because, you know, you like me are constantly busy. Right. I mean, I do three or four television shows within a couple weeks. And if I'm not feeling good or I can't talk, then I just can't work. Hello. So I have to be fit. And when you're doing cooking shows, you're standing a lot. So, you know, now I know why I never want to be a regular chef, you know, because those people really kill their bodies, right?
Yes, they do.
So
they enjoy what the products of their cooking.
Right.
And it's a dilemma, I suspect. But I have to be a good example for my patients.
Uh-huh.
I have to look fit and I have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So they look at me as an example and I have to, I call it my highway to hell, actually. I have to. But it's what I do. I mean, I enjoy staying healthy and fit. And,
what's really funny
is a lifestyle.
It is a lifestyle.
Really a lifestyle.
You know, a really good friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a long time is now a certified instructor. And he's going to start doing, you know, we're going to be working out, but he's also a massage therapist, which is even better, you know, so.
People underestimate massage because, you know, it's really what, It's absolutely essential to right. release the fascia that connect all of your muscles together.
Uh-huh.
And it has a blood supply which needs to be increased before uh-huh. you exercise the muscle.
Right.
And if you don't do that, you get a lot more discomfort
uh-huh.
and limited range of movement.
Uh-huh.
So myofascial release, or essentially a massage, is really something you need to do before you lift a weight when you go into the gym or even before you do your endurance, your cardio.
Mm-hmm.
In my book, we have an entire chapter devoted to how to do that myofascial release on your own in the gym before you do any of your exercises.
Mm-hmm.
It's essential. It's absolutely essential to do that.
Right.
Most people don't. But I think it's really
important. It's extremely important to do that because you can injure yourself if you don't do it ahead of time. And
yeah.
if nothing else, after all these years of training, weight training and all this other jazz, And personal training, I've learned that is so, so important. And, you know, this physical therapist has really taught me how to stretch, you know, my back and to do certain exercises to make my back feel good again, right? And I don't know what I'd do without her because it really helped me. This time I'm, you know, and I think the more education you have about this, the better off. Once you get to know your body, then you know your limits, right? And
I don't know. You got to know your limitations.
Yeah, you got to know your limitations.
As Clint Eastwood said in the Dirty Harry movies, you just got to know your own limitations.
That's right. We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Robert Dragan after these messages.
Catherine will be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Love cooking, baking, and working in the kitchen, home, or garden? Have you ever realized two hands just aren't enough? You need Bagwell, the sealable bag holder. Bagwell is like having an extra set of hands when pouring, scooping, storing, or packing anything from leftovers to Legos. This incredible four-pronged bag holder keeps your sealable bag open so you can fill it with your need. Then close the bag and you are ready to go. I keep one in my kitchen, hobby room, and kids' room. Check out Bagwell at www.thebagwell.com.
Have you ever been on a celestial cruise? Be different. Live authentic. Every moment is a destination. Authentic views. The best of the Aegean in 3, 4, or 7 days. And they also do Cuba. It's wonderful. If you've never experienced Greece, Turkey, or the Aegean, or any of the places that they go to, they're a smaller ship with 800 to 1,200 people per ship. And that's the best part. You get the most wonderful food, entertainment, the hidden gems of Greece, and they want you to be part of that Greek experience. They have theme cruises. Check them out on celestialcruises.com or give them a call and book your trip at 877-337-4665. Check it out. You'll love it. 877-337-4665.
Summer is here, Cincinnati, and that means the Ultimate Air Shuttle Buy One, Get One is back. Now through Labor Day weekend, you can buy one, get one free for weekend travel to New York City, Chicago, Charlotte, and Cleveland.
Business travelers, we have a promotion for you, too. Save up to 20% by purchasing travel credits on ultimateairshuttle.com. Experience VIP jet travel, hassle-free check-in, free parking, and no baggage fees when you fly Ultimate Air Shuttle.
Book now at ultimateairshuttle.com.
Ultimate Air Shuttle flights are public charters sold and operated by Ultimate Jet Charters, LLC. As director of carrier.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Riker on W4CY.
We're back with Dr. Robert Drapkin, and we've been talking about how important it is for not just exercise, but really getting to know your body. Now, you personally, this must have been when you were how old that you decided
I started in the gym when I was 50.
50. Okay.
50.
And how much overweight were you, or were you even?
Well, I had a body that had a what shaped like an apple.
Really?
And yes, and that meant I had too much visceral body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good measure, actually. Your waist is a good measure. Is one of the few things that's easy to measure is your waist size. And, mm-hmm. and if your waist size is bigger than your shoulders, that's not healthy. That's really a bad sign that you have about to have a metabolic problem. What happens, as you know, Catherine, I think we've discussed this before, is if you don't exercise, you lose about 1% of your muscle mass each year,
right,
starting in your 30s. So by the time you're 50, in your 50s, you can have lost 20% or more of your muscle mass. And when you do that, you're less active. You're weaker, you're less active, and you tend to put on body fat. And it's the body fat, especially the visceral body fat, which means in your intestines and around your waist, those fat cells produce inflammatory molecules, mm-hmm. which cause small blood vessel disease. The very first sign of this is your blood pressure will go up a little bit, and you go to your primary care doctor, and he says, Bob, you know, you're over 50. Your blood pressure's up a little bit. It's fairly common. Take these pills. What he should be telling you is, Bob, you're over 50. you have an unhealthy lifestyle, you need to change your diet and your exercise patterns, because diet and exercise will cure this. Treating your blood pressure will be palliating this, not getting to the root cause of the elevated blood pressure, which is your lifestyle, the unhealthy food that we eat, the fact that we don't exercise properly. Mm-hmm. And that's just the beginning. As these small blood vessel diseases increase, we also develop what's called insulin resistance, pre-diabetes, elevated blood sugars. Mm-hmm. And that's even more, that's a real sign that you have a chronic metabolic condition. Again, it can be eliminated with knowledge, diet, and exercise. But most people are unwilling to change their lifestyle, to add exercise to their lifestyle, to stop eating unhealthy food. We become accustomed to eating what we eat, and much of it is not good for us.
That's very, you know, that's so important. You know, that's one of the reasons why I started the Chef You and I show, was to teach people how to actually eat differently, to eat less, and to eat healthy. And I'll tell you, the foods that are out there today, the organics, I do almond milk every day. And because, you know, number one, I love it. I do the 35 calorie deal. I do a healthy shake because I work with a food scientist who's a brilliant guy. And because I can't take soy, I use pea extract, which yellow pea extract. And actually, it's delicious.
And pea protein is a wonderful source of protein. It's as good as a source of protein as any other source. It's excellent for you.
Right.
And your almond milk has essential fats, mm-hmm, that, again, are absolutely essential for the normal functioning of your brain, mm-hmm, and the synthesis of all your hormones in your body.
Right.
And if you don't get your essential fats in, and almond milk is a great source, your muscles hurt, especially when you exercise.
Right.
I mean, so you need these fats in your diet. And most people will say, oh, it has fat in it, I don't want to eat it. Well, that's old information. That's not, mm-hmm, that's incorrect.
Do you know what's funny?
Used to think 20 years ago.
It's funny, Doc. I had stopped eating as many, you know, I eat one banana a day, and a small one. And because I found out that my body needed that potassium that was right there, right? So I added to my shake, okay? And maybe not a very big one, but enough that it makes me feel good during the day. And then I may cut out some other stuff, right? But I think that your body tells you certain things that you're missing, right? Especially healthy stuff. And I think that one of the things I really love, and I have a wonderful priest that is on my cooking show, who's a chef, and he made the most beautiful artichokes, and he made a healthy dip for the artichokes. And we took a half an artichoke each, and there isn't that much there, but they really are good, and they don't have a lot of calories. So looking at different vegetables too, that can really help your body. You know, I think that, and my husband's lucky because he can't eat a lot of beef. He has to, because he's got that, he gets gout. So I have to really watch what he's eating constantly, right? And so I'm introducing new things into his diet all the time, thanks to the show. So it's really helping us and helping our listeners and also our viewers.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, artichokes are really healthy. Mm-hmm. What you're describing is listening to your body, which is so essential, because your body will tell you what it likes and what it doesn't like. And no two people are alike. And and when I was in doing internal medicine and oncology, no disease is exactly the same in everybody. It's all always different, and people have individual needs. So the first question I ask my new patients today is what their goals are, what they want to achieve, and we sort of work together to get them where they want to be. And quite often, no two diets are alike.
That's right.
But one thing is for sure is if you do need to lose body fat, you have to give your body fewer calories than it needs. And when you do that, your brain becomes unhappy. Your brain wants to keep you where you are. Mm-hmm. And that's really, Catherine, this is sad. That's why all diets, you just do diet alone. And despite what the diet doctors tell you, and despite the fact that you're losing weight, all diets will fail. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, in time, if you're just on diet alone, you will plateau, you will fail. Your brain will continue to fight your diets and low calories for almost forever unless you change the set point. And the diet doctors know, and I've been a diet doctor, and I enjoy being a diet doctor because we could cure diabetes and hypertension.
Right.
But it's not the, by itself, it does have its limits. And the only, diet doctors give a lot of diet pills, as you know.
Yeah. It's,
and they're criticized by their colleagues for that. Uh-huh. But the diet pills actually work. They will counteract what your brain is trying to do. So when you go on your diet, taking fewer calories, your brain recognizes that.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Decreases your metabolic rate through your thyroid hormones. And it increases your appetite through a hormone it produces called ghrelin. So you're hungrier and your metabolic rate decreases. The diet pills counteract what your brain is doing by their stimulants. They increase your metabolic rate. They decrease your appetite. There's only one other way to deal with this problem. And that's by slowly introducing exercise.
That's right.
Exercise will do exactly the same thing as your diet pills. It will help you find a new set point for your brain. Mm-hmm. So when you go to your diet doctor and he puts you on pills, eventually it will fail. You will blame yourself. You won't blame the doctor. And you say, well, I didn't do it right. I want to go back on it. And as Weight Watchers will tell you, their business plan is to sell you Weight Watchers four separate times, because each time it will fail. So you have to have a big picture, a healthy diet, fewer calories, and you need exercise. And then you're on the road to good health.
And you know what? We've run out of time, but I'd love to have you back on. So maybe you could come. Yeah, I'd love to. And I'd love to have you come back on next month or so. And we can let you know what my progress is. Hello. And by that time, I'll have gotten your book, which I hope your wonderful publicist will send me.
On Amazon.com, but I'll send you a copy.
Oh, thank you so much. And we'd love to have you on our cooking show sometime. And that would be really fun, I think. So I want to thank you so much. Give your website out again, please.
Dr. Robert, MD, FACP.com. That means I'm a fellow the American College of Physicians.
We need to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Dan Perkins recently completed the third book of his series, The Brotherhood of the Red Nile, America Responds. Books 1 and 2, A Terrorist Perspective and America Rebuilds, grabbed our attention and readers explored the scenario that could be pulled from today's news. While becoming involved with his lovable and hateable characters, Perkins weaves us through the ups and downs of what could be a true story. Never before has a writer so thoroughly engrossed us in his masterful words while making us realize the need to be diligent about the state of our country. For hours of reading pleasure, check out www.danperkins.com or get his books online at amazon.com.
Hi, this is Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. Our expert, Dr. James Butler, is the original smile artist. As one of the most recognized implant and mini implant specialists in Ohio, Dr. Butler at Innovative Dental Implants, or IDI, has perfected the art of dental implants while keeping the price affordable. If you're one of the thousands who need an implant for any reason, Dr. Butler can provide just what you need. He's been on many extreme makeover programs, and he's an expert on Let's Just Talk. When looking for an affordable implant at a fair price, call IDI at 614-529-0062 or visit us at IDISmile.com.
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
Catherine Raker of Let's Just Talk. You know, lifestyle bloggers share five tips for a chic room makeover without hiring an interior designer. With a hot new decor trend, style swap decorating, redoing a room can be overwhelming, and having a fresh design eye to put the pieces together can deliver a new look homeowners never would have imagined. Letting a trusted best friend play a part in designing a space means big inspiration without the budget of a professional designer. Lifestyle bloggers and friends Leslie Graham of Leslie Graham and Anna Liesmeyer of Honor of Design took the Style Swap Challenge with Home Decorators Collection. And they are with us today to give us that refreshed, vintage, bohemian-inspired living room as they share how to get started on creating a stylish new look for any room of the home. Welcome to our show today. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem at all. You know, I happen to redesign stuff myself, and I understand, and being a realtor as well, it's important to have that fresh look all the time, no matter if you're selling your house or not. You don't want to get uninterested. Tell me about how you transformed each other's spaces with the style swap, and how much did it cost you to do it?
Ooh, good questions.
So what we did was, it was fun to be able to team up with Home Decorators Collection, and we swap rooms in each other's homes. So Leslie and I swapped rooms. She did my dining room, and I helped her with her living room. But we really went at it together as far as making, helping each other with all of the elements. But we each established our own goals for the space first. So we kind of set that goal for the style and vibe of the space, and we picked out those key foundational elements. And then from there, we layered in more details. So for instance, Leslie was going for a more modern farmhouse look, and she chose this beautiful Gordon tufted sofa that was a main key player in the room. And then it's a more neutral, it's linen, it's neutral. It was set the tone for the rest of the pieces in the room. So that's kind of how we went about it. We helped each other with those little both the statement pieces and the details after that. So we kind of set the foundation.
So what did it cost you to change that style?
It kind of ranges. Thankfully, Home Decorators has really affordable pieces, but that look really high end. So it was easier to stay within each other's budget range, and we even incorporated some DIY elements. I'll let Leslie tell you about her shiplap walls, which are really cool.
Yes, my husband and dad are amazing because I'm not much of a DIYer, but they came in and did some faux shiplap walls to really ground the space and anchor it in that sort of modern farmhouse feel, which really saved a lot of money since we were doing it ourselves. And we just kind of went from there with the rest of the pieces.
You can get that tutorial, by the way, on Home Depot blog. So if you want to attempt that on your own. And then my husband like made the DIY lighting fixture out of some glass pendants from Home Decorators. He used industrial piping that he got at Home Depot and made one light fixture. And it looks really high end, but
it's gorgeous.
It was only like $130 to make.
Well, girls, I took my kitchen, which is on my television show, and for a budget of $5,500, we did a commercial space, basically, for our TV shows.
That's amazing.
So, and then I did the same thing with my family room and kept way under my budget and actually did it on sale at Christmas time. I looked at all the different sales. I looked at all the different things, and I did it for a whopping $4,000.
That's incredible.
So that's the reason why I ask you about pricing, because most people today, if they're going to do I did a DIY project with paint from Home Depot and redid a table, four chairs, and did it with a friend. And it was a piece that I had from a while back that was in our other thing that I had in my dining room and transformed it into an Italian kitchen look table with four chairs. Now, you know, I think it's important for people to understand before they take on a project that they get the support and help from either their loved ones or friends to be able to do it, because it can be a disaster, am I right?
Oh, yeah. You have to really trust whoever you're working with, for sure.
Right, because it took me, and I was on a time kind of budget in the sense of I had to get it done, and so I wanted to do it in such a way that I could put it on television.
Yes.
And because there's critical eyes out there, so tell us a little bit about how, now can I ask you are you a millennial? Are you guys millennials?
Well, I think we're on the cusp.
Maybe
we're generation X, right? I don't know.
You sound like you're in your 20s, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Right.
We'll pretend.
So, you know, when you're first married or you get your first apartment or whatever, you become eclectic and you do all kinds of wonderful, fun things. Are you both crafters? Have you both been in the craft? You know, do you like crafting? Do you like things that are DIY? That's really important.
I'm a DIY buyer. So yeah. No.
DIYer.
No, I'm a DIY buyer.
I grew up loving crafts and art. I mean, I'm an art major, so I love it all. But now that I have four little ones, I don't really have time to do as much. So if I am going to do a project, I'm going to make sure I know how to do it and make sure it happens quickly and efficiently. So for instance, I knew that our light fixture could be done because we had the right materials and my husband was willing and able to do it and to help me out with that. So, you know,
thank God for them.
Yes, rope in the help where you need, but don't attempt anything if you don't have any sort of background in that area, especially when it's for your home.
Yes.
Especially when it is, because I'll tell you about a disastrous thing that happened to me. I let some people into my house that said they were designers. Ha ha. They weren't. And they absolutely destroyed my kitchen.
Oh, no.
Almost flooded my basement, and all kinds of weird things happened. And guess what? I've changed all that. It looks gorgeous now.
It's okay.
A beautiful red and white Italian kitchen.
Gorgeous.
Changed my cabinets, not by taking them down and getting new ones. I priced everything out like you probably did. And then I had somebody that really knew how to paint cabinets. He came in and for $700 did a great job, and I have new restored cabinets.
Well, there
you go. That's amazing. Well, we have to run, but thank you so much for having us. If you want to see more of
where can people go to get any more? more advice from the two of you.
Yes. So you can go to my blog, which is LeslieWGraham.com, or Anna's blog, which is InHonorOfDesign.com. And all of the pieces are featured on HomeDepot.com/homedecorators.
And thank you so much. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's List.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Catherine, we'll be right back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk on W4CY.
Hi, I'm Greg Noe. Since 1978, I've been helping entrepreneurs outsource some of their responsibilities so that they, as business owners, can focus on what's important and the tasks that only they can do. There's no reason to do everything alone and no reason not to love what you do. When you hire me to carry some of the load, you free yourself up to focus on growing your business without foregoing your personal life. ProBiz Services is our flagship business, which offers accounting, payroll, tax prep, and more. But that's not all. Our favorite nonprofit organization, the Excelsior Institute, has an innovative accelerator incubator program that provides low-cost business training, classes, and free counseling. Call us today to schedule a free consultation. That's at 513-474-4555, 513-474-4555, or visit us on the web at probizservices.com.
iMarketing.com provides easily editable websites to small business owners. And if they don't want to make the changes to the site themselves, they can simply email their changes to iMarketing.com and they'll take care of it at no additional cost. Websites cost only $795, and hosting, which includes all maintenance of the website, is only $39.95 a month. iMarketing.com is also a Google certified partner, which means you'll get your website listed on over 1,000 search engines across the internet very quickly. iMarketing.com works with Google daily to create campaigns and to optimize them. Let iMarketing.com help you get your share of the web by calling 513-942-7869, or you can email iMarketing.com at sales@imktg.com today.
Are you or someone you love living with chronic kidney disease or on dialysis? NxStage may be able to help you live a healthier, longer life with more frequent home hemodialysis. Home hemodialysis is a different way of doing hemodialysis. Instead of going to a dialysis center, home hemodialysis with NxStage System 1 is performed in the comfort of your own home. The System 1 offers flexible therapy options, including performing your treatments during the day or at night while you sleep, allowing you to spend your day your way. Talk to your doctor to see if home hemodialysis is right for you, or call one of our patient consultants to learn more about your treatment options at 888-200-6456. The NxStage System 1 is a prescription device. All forms of hemodialysis, including treatments performed in-center and at home, involve some risk. In addition, there are certain risks unique to treatment in the home environment and specific to nocturnal use. Patients differ, and not everyone will experience the reported benefits of more frequent home hemodialysis. Call 888-200-6456.
I'm Dr. Mark Mandel Brown. If you're interested in facial rejuvenation, breast augmentation, or a mommy makeover to restore your figure, we're known for natural look cosmetic surgery. Our highly skilled staff perform permanent makeup, facial analysis and skin care, and the non-surgical Venus Legacy to melt fat and tighten skin. Who says you can't have it all?
Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery Center. Who says you can't have it all?
We're back. You're listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker on W4CY.
You know, there's a million veteran program called MVP that signs up 500,000 veterans to study how genes affect health. And it aims to be one of the largest databases of its kind in the world. We have joining us today Dr. Suma, Program Director of the Million Veteran Program. I want to welcome her to our show today. She's worked on the VHA Office of Research and Development, ORD, for over 16 years in various scientific program management roles, including the VA's Genomic Medicine Program. For the past 10 years, she's played a leading role in the development and implementation of the Million Veteran Program to establish one of the world's largest databases to study the interplay between genes, lifestyle, military exposure, and health. She serves as a designated federal officer for the VA's Genomic Medicine Program Advisory Committee. Welcome to our show today, Doctor. And why is this so important, the MVP, and what's its purpose?
Thank you, Catherine.
You're welcome.
So the reason is, in order to understand the genetic basis of any illness, you know, we have sequenced the whole genome over 13 years ago, but we still do not know what most of the genetic changes mean. And the reason is we've never had large enough numbers of people with and without a specific condition so we can compare them and understand what genetic changes are associated with a specific illness. So that's the reason we set out to create this huge database, a mega database of at least a million veterans. And with this, if we just look at over 500,000 that have already enrolled, you know, we have over 60% with high blood pressure. So if you look, talking about a million, there's over 600,000 people with that. And so with these large numbers, we hope to be able to get down to pinpointing what changes cause what illnesses, how can we, you know, identify new treatment targets, get, you know, discover better treatments, detect illnesses much earlier, and even prevent them. So it's really important that veterans come forward and enroll in this so we get to a million and we're able to do this to help improve healthcare for veterans of the future. And it's not just applicable to veterans. What we learn from this will be applicable to, you know, to the entire nation and the population at large.
What are genes and how do they affect health for people that don't know what genes are?
So genes, you know, people are probably heard of DNA, the molecule of life. So genes are, you know, little segments along this DNA molecule that determine a specific trait. So all our traits, whether they be physical traits like your height, your skin color, hair color, or, you know, the biology and your susceptible, are you at a greater risk for a certain illness, for example, or how you respond to a treatment, medication, all of that is determined by our genes. And so by understanding what changes to these genes does to our general health and how and what changes cause illness, we will be able to then tailor specific treatments to a person, to an individual. So you get more personalized and precise treatment.
How does this important research affect veterans themselves and their families?
So it may not directly benefit the veteran who's enrolling right now, but it will, you know, help future generations of veterans because we will be able to understand specific illnesses such as, you know, PTSD. So you have, we have one study that's funded that's looking at the genetics of PTSD in combat-exposed veterans because, as we know, not all veterans who are exposed to combat suffer from PTSD. So what is it that makes one more susceptible, and how can we detect it earlier and prevent it? So those are the types of questions we can ask, and that's why it's important for veterans to be a part of this research endeavor.
What does participation by the veteran involve, and how do they do it?
So participation is very simple. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. We set up appointments for them at a hospital where we're enrolling. They come into the clinic and they meet with our research staff who goes over the entire program with them and then they sign the informed consent and HIPAA authorization. And then they provide a blood sample, a tube of blood for the genetic analysis. Participation also includes completing two surveys, but they can do this at home on their own time. And by participating, they're also consenting to give us access to the electronic medical records so we can get their health information over time. And they agree to be contacted in the future for future research efforts.
Now, let me ask this question. This isn't just for veterans that were, you know, the new veterans. This is for veterans from every war, am I correct?
Oh, absolutely. It's currently, it's open to all veterans who are using the VA healthcare system. And in the near future, we're going to be broadening that to make it accessible to all veterans in the country. And also, we're partnering with the Department of Defense and opening this up in the near future to active duty military personnel as well.
Oh, that's great, because I think that's so important to find out, you know, as much as we can to help our veterans, no matter if it was, you know, the Vietnam War, if it was World War II, because there's still quite a few people left from World
yes.
War II, the Korean War. And, you know, I think that's just so important to have that information, because, you know, you never know what may be happening to them or maybe happening to their mental health especially.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this has a lot to do with that. And where can people get more information, Doctor?
So the best thing is to call our toll-free number, and that is 866-441-6075.
441. Say that number again, Doctor.
Sure. That's 866-441-6075. They can also go to our website at mm-hmm. research.va.gov/MVP.
Research.va.gov. .gov.
/MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And I also wanted to mention that we will be out there in Cincinnati at the American Legion Convention, August 26th.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Because I would like you, while you're here, to meet one of the really wonderful veterans, actually, that started Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
Oh,
he's
fantastic.
He's going to be meeting Dale Barnett, who had been on my show. We
uh-huh.
work with veterans every single day, just to let you know. And I work with the Air Power Foundation out of Dallas, Texas. So we'd love to meet with you while you're here. Do you know when that's going to happen?
So I will likely be there on the 27th,
uh-huh.
26th and 27th. And the entire MVP team, we have a booth at the convention. I would encourage veterans to stop by at the booth. Get more information, and they can even enroll there if they are ready to do that. We'll have everything set up.
And what's the name of your booth, Doc?
Million Veteran Program.
Million Veteran Program. Yes, we have passes to get in, Million Veteran Program. Yeah, we'll definitely stop by.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Right.
I look forward to meeting you.
I look forward to meeting you as well. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
And I'm glad you're coming in, because we're going to be there.
Thank you. And a
you.
shout out to you for all the work you do for veterans and to all our veterans that are participating in the program.
And thank you so much for being on our show today. And we'll see you next time on Catherine Raker's Let's Just Talk. And don't forget to go to our free app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. And you can go to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker. It's free. Load it in and you'll be able to hear all of our shows. See you next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Just Talk with Catherine Raker, sponsored by Backwell, Celestial Cruises, Dan Perkins, Mandel Brown Plastic Surgery, Next Stage, IDI Dentistry, iMarketing, ProBiz, Songs and Stories for Soldiers, and Ultimate Air Show on W4CY.